Health Buzz with Dr. Jim Keeney at www.jim.md.
Dr. Jim here. Today, we're going to talk about stress. Stress over financial stuff, stress and suicide. It's been on the uprise, I can tell you for sure, in the emergency department. We are seeing a lot more people coming in with stress-related issues, and a lot of them are related, not surprisingly, to the financial situation, the mortgage situation, people potentially losing their homes, people unemployed, and basically finding themselves financially in a pickle. Sad story out of California when a 45-year-old gentleman killed his entire family, his three sons, his wife, and his mother-in-law before shooting himself. And this was over the fact that he had been unemployed for some time and apparently was in some serious financial trouble. Even more amazingly, a 90-year-old woman who was about to be evicted from her home, and as the sheriffs pulled up to evict her, she shot herself. Now she's recovering at least at a hospital in Akron, Ohio. And for her, the mortgage finance company, Fannie Mae, dropped the foreclosure and forgave her mortgage so that she could remain in her home. Although that is not a recommended way for you to have your mortgage forgiven. So stress and suicide is on the rise related to this financial crisis. Now, since the data that we collect nationally takes 1 to 2 years to be compiled, you're not going to learn about this until a couple years from now when we look back. But I can tell you that in the emergency department, we're seeing much more of this than normal. Now, in the last week or so, the American Psychological Association also came out with a study of Americans and their level of stress. And not surprisingly, it is on the rise. When you compare 2007 to 2008, it is on the rise. When you compare April, when they interviewed 2,500 people, to September, that also shows a significant rise. So even within the year, we're seeing a pretty significant increase in stress. Women seem to be taking the brunt of it. They are showing a higher level of stress than men in this current climate. So let's talk about how to deal with stress and what you need to know. First, you should understand how you experience stress. Everyone experiences it a little bit differently. Some people have certain thoughts or certain behaviors that happen only when they're under a lot of stress. They may have overwhelming thoughts about death or bad things happening to their family or something like that that keeps reoccurring in their mind. And that sometimes can be a sign of stress. Another thing would be behaviors such as, you know, excessive shopping, where you feel like you need to go buy all new clothes for your fall wardrobe. Now, maybe that's normal for you, but for some people, that is a sign of stress. When you understand those, at least you can understand that you are under stress, because I see most people that are clearly, it's clear to everyone in the room except for them, that they are under a lot of stress, and they completely deny it. So you may want to take stock and be honest with yourself about your level of stress. You may even have to ask your friends, your neighbor, your spouse, what they think about your level of stress. You may be surprised with the answer. Next, you got to identify what's your source of stress. Parents can tell you, children are a source of stress. And in the study, 1 out of 5 people said their child was a significant source of their stress. Family in general, your health, financial decisions, financial issues, relationships at home or at work, and just your job. All of these things can be stresses. There could be something else. So you need to identify, what is your source of stress? And then really that way, that gives you an opening to look and see, is there a way that maybe I can avoid that stress or reduce that stress? The next step is to think about how you deal with stress. There are healthy ways to deal with stress and unhealthy ways. The unhealthy ways you may be aware of, but you may not catch yourself until you're kind of halfway through, such as smoking more than usual, drinking heavily, overeating, overshopping, gambling. These are things, especially if you have financial stress and you're doing these things, this may add to your burden. It may give you kind of a short-term sense of relief, but long-term, you're getting yourself more in a hole. So how do you take care of yourself dealing with stress successfully? Again, this study caught my eye because they asked people how they manage stress. 52% said they listen to music. 47% says they exercise or walk. 44% said they read. 41% said they spend time with family. And then they asked people who use these techniques, did you find this effective? Well, what caught my eye here is the top method, as far as effectiveness described by the people who use it, was prayer. 77% said prayer reduced their stress. That made me jump back to, wait a second, how many people said that they use prayer to manage stress? Nationwide, it's 37%. In my area here in Los Angeles, 23%. Number two, again, kind of surprising in a way, the most effective method people found was prayer, 77%. Second most effective, 75% said it worked for them to go to church or a religious service. Again, hopping back to how many people said they did that? And it turns out that about 21% of people describe that as a way they manage stress. The other ones that showed top efficacy, 71% said they get a massage or go to a spa, 65% exercise or walk, 63% play sports. And these are, again, 63% of the people who use this technique found it effective. Spending time with friends, 61% said they found that effective. Funny, same number as seeing a mental health professional, 61% found that effective. Spending time on a hobby, 59%. Listening to music, 54%. So these are some ways you can deal with stress. And all of these are healthy ways to deal with stress. 40% of people who smoke said it reduced their stress. 35% of people who shopped. 41% of people who gambled. So the people who are using these inappropriate, bad techniques that do not help you in the long run, we're getting some relief, at least short term. But as you can see, obviously, anyone who looks at this objectively would say that's not really going to solve your problem in the long term. You know, and then just good health practices, getting enough sleep, drinking plenty of water, regular exercise, those are all going to contribute to your overall health and are going to improve both your mental attitude and your physical well-being. You know, I don't want to gloss over reaching out for support. Again, spending time with friends or family, seeking a mental health professional, those are ways that can be helpful and give you some level of groundedness. It puts a lot of the stress in perspective, and it makes it so that it seems much less important. I guarantee you, the man who killed his entire family and himself probably would have seen how the financial situation was so much less important than his well-being, his family's well-being. But isolated and alone, not talking to anyone, you can really get caught in a rabbit hole here, and you need help getting out. And again, I'm not downplaying the professional aspect of this as far as psychiatrists or psychologists. Some people are caught in that rabbit hole and they really need professional help out. Some of them need medications. But there's a list here of many other ways, especially if you get into this early and you recognize the stress and you understand what you're dealing with, you can deal with this on your own in many ways. If you're thinking about suicide, you have crossed the line as far as thinking, as far as solving this problem on your own. You need help and you need to call someone, either a professional or a friend, to try and get you to that help. Because thinking about suicide, I mean seriously thinking about it, not crossing your mind like, boy, wouldn't it be great just to be dead? I'm talking about when you start thinking how you would do it, when you start thinking about writing notes to people, when you start thinking about giving your valuables away so that people that you want will have those valuables when you're gone. Those kind of plans tell me that you need someone right away and you need to talk to someone. There's a nationwide 800 number, 1-800-SUICIDE, and you should call that number right away. Now, let's talk about specifically managing stress during tough economic times. You look at the 401k, you look at your bank account, you look at the pile of bills, and panic sets in, especially while you're watching cable news and all of this hype is blaring at you. You got to remember, you want to stay informed, but at the same time, these news networks make their living on hype. And a lot of it's overblown. A lot of it is to create anxiety in you. That's the purpose, to get you hooked so that you keep watching. That you need to watch is a matter of survival. And that's part of their marketing scheme here. So I would suggest that if you want to be up on things, turn off the television and read the newspaper. It's just so much less anxiety provoking to read it than to watch it with all these images being thrown at you. We have a saying in the emergency department, when you have something stressful going on, is take your own pulse first. And that's kind of this idea that if you're panicked, you're either going to do one of two things. Panic creates an overreaction where you do more than you should, or you overreact in non-productive ways. Or the opposite, where you are paralyzed by the panic and you do nothing. And both of those are not productive ways to deal with stress or anxiety. So you want to kind of separate yourself for a second, and just for a split second is all it takes to tell yourself, you know what, it's not as bad as it looks. Then we've got to, similar to the ways of coping with general stress, identify your financial stressors. You know, what's stressing you out? Is it that you can't make the payment on the boat? You know, that obviously is something that most people are going to say, well, okay, just get rid of the boat. I know a lot of us are caught up into financial situations that are much more difficult to unwind. For example, a mortgage where the house is worth less than the mortgage. You can't sell it, you can't refinance it, and you can't afford the payments. That's very stressful. I think people in that situation, again, need to seek professional help. Look for a financial planner who can help you get through this time. There are people out there that can do this, that do it for a profession, and see ways that you may not see to solve these problems. It's important to recognize ways that you may deal with stress that make this financial situation worse, like we talked about, spending, gambling, buying more cigarettes, buying more alcohol. These are things that are not going to be productive in the long run. So this is a time to turn these challenging environments into opportunities for growth and real change in your life, where you learn to deal with stress in productive ways. And what this will do is trickle down into smaller areas of stress in your life so they don't build up to this level. Reach out to family members or friends or even a professional for help, either a psychologist or a financial planner, if specifically your issue of stress is finance. If this is interfering, stress is interfering with your ability to function on a day-to-day basis. You're missing work over this. Relationships are strained because of your stress level. Again, I think this is time that you need a professional rather than trying to deal with it on your own. Essentially, when you start feeling the wheels wobbling as if they're going to come off the cart, that's time to get a professional. Don't wait till the wheel falls off the cart. It's a little bit too late. If you know somebody under a lot of financial stress, forward this to them so that they can listen to this program. Offer to talk to them. Offer to help them. If they're thinking about suicide, give them that number, 1-800-SUICIDE. I think we can all think back to times when we felt like we were under a lot of stress and the world was collapsing in around us. And here we are on the other side of that, and it doesn't seem so bad once you're on the other side. A lot of people just need that help to get through that dark period until they can reach the light at the end of the tunnel. That's it for this episode. Until next week, take care.